Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on planning and deploying Microsoft Operations Manager 2005. My name is Terry Tull. During this TechNet session, we are going to cover the following areas. In the first part of the presentation, we will look at the components that make up a Microsoft Operations Manager, or MOM, deployment, including the database, management server, and the management interfaces. Next, we will examine some deployment scenarios with a view to where you locate the MOM components. Following on, we will discuss some planning considerations. Once we have examined the planning considerations, we will review the upgrade process from MOM 2000 Service Pack 1. Finally, we will examine some of the specific security settings in MOM 2005 and when these settings are best applied. The next slide reviews the previous experience that will help you through this presentation. To help you out, we have listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with prior to this session or to reference afterwards. You should be familiar with the basic concepts and features of Windows Server 2003 and Active Directory. Before deploying MOM 2005, you should have a general understanding of SQL Server 2000. Although not essential, a section of this presentation is targeted at upgrading a MOM 2000 SP1 deployment. Therefore, if you are planning to upgrade from MOM 2000 Service Pack 1, you should have experience in managing MOM 2000 and its components. If you have experience in other management products, such as SMS or Health Monitor, you will already be familiar with the basic management concepts. If you have experience in any of these areas, this session will give you useful information when implementing a MOM 2005 solution. This presentation has five main sections. We will start by examining the main components that make up a MOM deployment. Next, we will look at some MOM deployment topologies. Following on, we will examine the key areas you must consider when planning a MOM deployment. Following our review of the planning considerations, we will look at upgrading MOM 2000 Service Pack 1. And finally, we will look at some of the key settings that enhance the security of a MOM implementation. Before you implement MOM 2005, you should review the planning considerations and system requirements. Before we look at MOM topologies, we will examine the key components of a MOM deployment. The first of these is the MOM database. There is one MOM database per MOM management group. It contains all the operational and configuration data from MOM management group. The next component is the MOM management server. The basic management server provides all the features for the management of agents, performing discovery, database access for all the MOM components. Examples are computer calculations, agent deployment, and agent configuration calculations. Another component is the web console server. If you need to view computer management using a browser, you must install a web console server. MOM 2005 also allows you to publish your management data to third-party management software. If you need this feature, you need to install the MOM Connector framework. New to MOM 2005 is the file transfer server. This allows you to download and upload files to your server. This uses the Background Intelligent Transfer Service, or BITS, that uses idle bandwidth to transfer files. You should also understand the types of computers that feature in a MOM deployment. There are three types of consoles used to monitor your computers. The administrator or operator console is a normal Microsoft Management Console-based tool. The web console allows you to manage your computers using a web browser, even over the internet. You can use the reporting console, which is also a web-based tool, but connects to the MOM reporting server. The reporting server is a new feature in MOM 2005. The MOM 2005 reporting solution is based upon the SQL Server 2000 reporting services. To help maintain performance and manageability, the MOM database is limited to 30 gigabytes, so you can transfer your historic operational data to the MOM data warehouse hosted on a SQL Server 2000 server. The MOM reporting server is based upon the SQL Reporting Services database and can build reports from the main management server or build reports from the MOM data warehouse. Let's look at some deployment scenarios. The MOM reporting solution is based upon the SQL Reporting Services. Here we have a simple MOM deployment where all the MOM roles are installed on a single MOM server. You can manage your MOM server using a MOM 2005 console. You can install multiple consoles to monitor your servers on different computers. For example, you may want to install one on your laptop and desktop. Let's look at some more complex scenarios. You can install multiple consoles to monitor your servers on different computers. For example, you may want to install one on your laptop and one on your desktop computer. No additional licenses are required, and you don't need to install any other components on the remote Windows computer. Let's look at a more complex scenario. In this diagram, we have three management groups and a management server per group. This allows for agent failover. Should one of the management servers fail, the managed computers automatically fail over to another management server. To remain within support limits, historical data is transferred to the MOM data warehouse. Another component is MOM reporting. MOM reporting services are based upon SQL Server reporting services. In this slide, three management servers use a single database to store management data, so all of MOM's reporting features are on one computer. MOM 2005 has several predefined templates ready for you to use when building your reports. You can use advanced reporting features to scale your deployment. Here we have a more complex deployment with several management servers, including a MOM data warehouse. To remain within support limits, historical data is transferred to the MOM data warehouse server. Advanced reporting features are where you already have SQL reporting services in your environment and you install the MOM data warehouse component on this computer. Let's look at a deployment with all of MOM's advanced features. Here is a MOM 2005 topology with all the advanced features, such as a MOM data warehouse, the MOM connector framework, and file transfer. We also have a web console server and a web console. We also have advanced MOM reporting using SQL Server reporting services. Now let's install the MOM components. In this demonstration, we will install the MOM components on different computers. First, we will install the MOM database. Next, we will install the MOM management components to create a MOM management server. Next, we will install the MOM administrator and operating consoles on a Windows XP workstation. And finally, we will use an administrator console to distribute the MOM management agent. It's worthwhile to first explain the demonstration environment. There are three virtual computers running. The first, LUN-DC-01, is a domain controller for the Contoso Active Directory domain. We will monitor this computer. The second is a Windows Server 2003 computer, LUN-MOM-02. We will install most of the MOM components on this computer. The third virtual computer, WRK-LUN-02, is running Windows XP Professional, and we will install the MOM administrator console on this computer. We'll begin by installing the MOM database component on LUN-DC-01. First, I'll start the setup program, which displays the initial setup screen. Notice that I could have verified the computer meets the prerequisites. I already did this earlier, however, so I know this computer should be fine. Next, I'll click the install link to start the installation, and it displays the welcome screen. I need to accept the license agreement, after first reading it thoroughly, of course. Next, we'll continue to the product registration screen. The install program provides two installation types. I'm going to select a custom install so that I can install the MOM database only on this computer. Depending on your environment, it may be necessary to install components on different servers. With the MOM CD, you can verify the computer meets the installation prerequisites. This computer has SQL Server 2000 pre-installed, so I'll accept the default instance. I'm going to set the database size to 300 megabytes, so that the installation will complete a little bit faster. Then I'll accept the defaults for the database and log file options. And then I'll provide a management group name of MMS. During the presentation, we discussed the Data Access Server account. This account needs to be a DB owner and a local administrator. I'll enter the account details for the Data Access Server account. Microsoft offers customers the opportunity to send them error reports, but for this demonstration, I'll clear that checkbox. Next, I'll click Yes in response to the Active Directory configuration message, and finally start the install. The installation will take a couple of minutes, and then this computer will become the MOM database server. Once the installation is complete, I see the finish screen. Now that we've installed the MOM database, the next step is to install the managed server component. I'll do this on LunMOM02. So I'll start the setup program again and click the install link. Once again, I need to accept the end user license agreement. And then I'll continue at the product registration screen. Once again, I'll select a custom installation because this computer will be the MOM management server only. I select the MOM management server component but exclude the database and the user interface components. We already know this computer meets the prerequisites, and next I'll enter the name of the database server, which is LonDC01, and then I'll continue on. During the presentation, we discussed the role of the various user accounts used by MOM 2005. I've already created these accounts, so on the Management Server Action Account screen, I'll enter the account credentials. On the Data Access Server Account screen, I'll enter the DAS account credentials, and then I'll start the installation. The installation will take about 7 minutes. And then I'll click the Finish button to close the screen. I'm going to install the MOM consoles on the Windows XP workstation. So I begin by starting the setup program. And once again, I'll move on past the welcome screen and again accept the license agreement. Then I'll accept the product registration information. It's important that I select Custom for the installation so that I can clear the checkboxes for everything except the management consoles. I'll move on through the installation wizard, passing the prerequisite check. And here I need to enter the name of the MOM management server, which is LUN-MOM-02. Then I'll start the installation. This process takes about a minute. And finally, I click Finish, and the administrator and the operator consoles are installed. So, from the XP workstation and using the MOM administrator console, I will install the management agents. In the administrator console, I'll select the Install Agents link. On the welcome screen and on the method for discovering computers, I'll just accept the defaults and continue on. Next, I need to enter the name of the server on which I want to install the management agent. This is the lon-dc01. On this screen, I need to enter the domain account and password with local administrator privileges. So I'll choose Contoso Administrator and enter the password. Once I've entered those credentials, we'll move on. I'm now going to need to select an account for the agent action account. For this, I'm going to select local system. Next, I'll accept the defaults on the agent installation directory screen, and then we can finish the wizard and start the installation. I can watch the status. This process shouldn't take too long. Once this is completed, I can see the agent deployment status. That completes the demonstration. With so many deployment options, where do you start? Ideally, you start in a test environment and plan your deployment. There are four main areas to consider when planning your MOM topology. These are features, capacity, redundancy, and configuration. You need to determine what features you require. If you want MOM reporting, you install MOM reporting. If you want to monitor your computers over the web, you need to install the MOM web console. Similarly, if you want to share your data with a third-party monitoring system, you need to install the MOM connector framework. Your network configuration would be one of the main determining factors. Let's look at each of these in more detail, starting with capacity. When planning for capacity, there are two dimensions to consider, breadth and depth. Breadth means the number of managed computers you intend to monitor. Depth is the amount of data being collected from your monitored computers. Breadth multiplied by depth equals your capacity. Your capacity needs to stay within the support limits. So, what are those limits? The following figures were produced by the MOM 2005 test team. The supported maximum number of agents per management group is 4,000. Maximum supported number of agentless computers per management group is 60. The supported maximum number of agents per management group is 2,000. The supported maximum number of agentless computers per management server is 10. And the maximum supported number of management servers per management group is 10. If you go outside these limits, you will introduce latency. You will start to receive support calls telling you things have failed, rather than you proactively managing your environment. One of the key figures you should be aware of is the maximum size of the MOM management database. This is 30 gigabytes. Let's examine some more planning information. When planning for capacity, you need to consider the types of data that you are going to collect. There are four types of data you will collect. These are performance data, events, alerts, and service discovery data. There are two dimensions to consider, the size and the frequency. These settings will govern the quality of the data you collect. The following samples were produced by Microsoft IT. For performance data, Microsoft IT were collecting 10,000 samples per day per computer, or 7 per minute. Each sample is about 200 bytes. For events, they were collecting 200 events per managed computer per day. Each event is 2,500 bytes. For alerts, MSIT were collecting 4 alerts per managed computer per day, and each alert is 6,000 bytes. The attribute information has negligible impact on capacity. So let's see how much data that is. MSIT were managing 2,000 computers. So if we do the calculations, you can see they were collecting 5 gigabytes of data per day. If you recall from our MOM support limits, the maximum size of the MOM management database is 30 gigabytes. So from our example, the grooming interval, which is the process that transfers data into your data warehouse, has to run a maximum of every 6 days, or they will be outside of support limits. To help with planning capacity, the MOM team have developed an application to help you with planning capacity. An important planning consideration is the issue of redundancy. In this example, we have 3 management servers with 1,000 management agents each. If one of the management servers has a hardware problem, the management agents automatically fail over to the other 2 management servers. Now you have management servers outside of support limits. When this happens, you introduce latency, which ultimately means loss of management. How you alleviate this is to introduce an additional management server, and then when one of the management servers fails, the MOM management agents automatically fail over to the other management servers equally. MOM has redundancy in other components. Apart from installing additional management servers, MOM provides redundancy with multiple consoles. For multiple websites, you can use multiple virtual servers. MOM doesn't support multiple databases because MOM uses SQL Server 2000 database, and you can use SQL clustering technologies for redundancy. Let's look at configuration planning. A key consideration when planning a MOM deployment is network connectivity. This slide shows you what isn't supported through a firewall. Ultimately, MOM requires DCOM. Where does DCOM come into play? MOM uses DCOM to install or uninstall the management agent. MOM also uses DCOM between the management server and agentless servers, and between both the administrator and operator consoles. Web consoles are fully supported because they don't require DCOM. Microsoft hasn't tested connectivity through a firewall between the MOM database and the reporting warehouse. Therefore, this isn't supported. Let's look at where you would configure the required settings. This slide shows the TCP ports used by the various MOM components. The MOM channel uses port 1270, and the HTTP services use port 1271 for the MOM connector framework and port 1272 for the web console, while ADB uses the standard SQL Server TCP ports 1433 and 1434. If you plan to use DCOM, you are advised to read the white paper, Using DCOM with Firewalls, which may be found on the Microsoft website. We do not recommend you use DCOM through the firewall. Another area that affects MOM topology is the network speed. Most organizations have slow network links. You can place your MOM management servers next to your management agents across the slow link, or you can place your management servers next to your database. Having a management server close to the remote servers means you can pass data back to the database during off-peak periods. There are 3 factors that affect the location of your management servers. These are the number of agents per site, the network speed between sites, and the number of sites. As a general rule, if you have more than 10 sites, you require centrally located MOM management servers. If you have a large number of agents per site, this usually indicates you should deploy remote management servers. Planning for configuration also requires an understanding of the Data Access Service, or DAS. The Data Access Service is a component that sits on the management server that provides data access. The Data Access Service is a component that sits on the management server and provides data access. It's a complex application, and every MOM component uses the DAS to talk to the database. The DAS account is configured during the installation of MOM and is granted owner of the database. If your own management server and the database are on separate servers, both servers must be able to authenticate this account. Ideally, you should use a domain account. Now let us compare a new install with an upgrade. When moving to MOM 2005, you will either perform an upgrade or a fresh install. This slide shows you a comparison between the two. Let's look at performing an upgrade in more detail. This slide takes you through the upgrade process. First, you install your standalone user interfaces. Then you upgrade your OnePoint database. Then you update your management server. Then you update your agents. Next, you install MOM reporting and install the management packs. Now, let's look at a fresh install. When you perform a new implementation, you take the following steps. First, you install the MOM 2005 database. Then you install the MOM management server. Next, you install your user interface, the MOM administrator console. Using the interface, you install your agents. And then you install MOM 2005 reporting and you install the management packs. Here are some general tips on upgrading. With the exception of the database and reporting, all upgrades are actually uninstall and reinstalls. Initially, the installer program reads the MOM 2000 Service Pack 1 configuration. Next, the MOM 2005 Windows Installer package calls unwise.exe to uninstall the MOM 2000 SP1 components. Then, the MOM 2005 Windows Installer package installs the MOM 2005 components. Next, the install program reapplies the configuration. The OnePoint database is upgraded using SQL Server scripts, and the MOM 2000 Service Pack 1 reporting is replaced by MOM 2005 reporting. All upgrades must be on the appropriate servers running the MOM components, with the exception of the management agents. Also during the upgrade, if you have multiple components on one computer, they will be upgraded together. The exception is upgrading to the MOM 2005 agents. All the MOM agents are upgraded after the server components. This ensures the upgrading of the agents is consistent. To upgrade the agents, you must upgrade the user interface. The upgrading of the user interface is needed so that you can perform a rolling upgrade. The MOM 2000 user interface cannot connect to a MOM 2005 database, but the MOM 2005 console can. This is because the MOM development team needed to ensure that you can continue to monitor your data during the upgrade. You should also understand that the MOM 2005 consoles connect to a management server, not the database server. Also, you should be aware that the MOM 2005 administrator console will look different depending upon the version of DAS it is connected to. Let's examine the differences between the user interfaces. For comparison, this slide shows you the slight differences you will see when connecting to different MOM databases. You'll see that when a 2005 console connects to MOM 2000 Service Pack 1 DAS, it looks very similar to the MOM 2000 interface. There is a slight rearrangement to the rules and management pack nodes. When you connect to a MOM 2005 DAS, the console looks different. You'll notice the addition of the operations node and the monitor node is removed. The operations node is the launch mode for the administrator and operations consoles. The computer group section now supports nesting. The task node is added so you can add your tasks, and the management node is added so you can configure and manage your agents. You will also see the console scopes and the management agent user interface. Now let's look at upgrading the database. When upgrading the OnePoint database, you'll be asked for the DAS account. You will need to use the same account used in MOM 2000 SP1. If you fail to do this, your MOM 2000 SP1 agents will not be able to connect to the database. You should use the same account for all management servers. You are going to add one DAS account for all management servers. If you have a standalone database server and standalone management servers, you will need to use a domain account so that both the servers can authenticate the account. If you are combining both the database and the management server and you have no plans to deploy additional management servers, you can use local system. You should be aware that the account used for setup will set the required privileges for the DAS account. You can see the configuration of the DAS account is very important. During the upgrade, one of the things you're asked is whether you want to participate in error reporting to Microsoft. Microsoft uses the anonymous data to identify common issues and release fixes faster. Error reports can be sent automatically, or the user can approve the sending of reports. Microsoft encourages its customers to use this feature. In addition, when performing the upgrade, the database will be placed into single user mode. This means your management servers will not be able to connect and will start queuing their data. Before you upgrade the management server, you must allow time for the management servers to clear their data. Allow up to an hour for this to complete. During this period, the MOM 2000 Service Pack 1 standalone user interfaces will not be able to connect. In addition, the MOM 2000 SP1 reporting will not work. While upgrading, the management server agents will not be able to connect to the management server and will queue data. If the management server is offline long enough, the agents will fail over to another management server, if available. They will continue to attempt to re-establish communication with their primary management server. If the web console website, the MOM connector framework, or the administrator console exist on the management server, they will be upgraded simultaneously. There are other considerations when upgrading. Several visual changes take place during the upgrade. For example, new in MOM 2005 is the MOM service. You may come across the term DCAM. The term DCAM refers to the three components residing on the same server that make up the MOM service. MOM does not support their separation. The three components are the Data Access Server, or DAS, the Consolidator, and the Agent Manager. Also during the upgrade to MOM 2005, the OnePoint service is renamed to MOM. This service runs either as local system or network service depending on the operating system. For Windows 2000 and Windows XP, the service uses local system. If the operating system is Windows Server 2003, the service runs using the less powerful network service. The MOM service is a key service. The MOM 2005 service spawns two processes to improve security and stability. If a script behaved badly in MOM 2000, it would degrade the MOM service. In MOM 2005, we can monitor scripts, and there are rules in the MOM 2005 management packs to handle scripts. In MOM 2005, if something is behaving badly, it is terminated with no loss of performance. The MOM host runs under the Action account. The Action account is used to collect data, run responses, and install agents. It is used to collect data from providers, to run responses, to push, install, uninstall agents, and to run computer discovery. You should use a domain account, and the account needs to run with local administrator privileges on the managed computer. For automatic agent management, use an account which is an administrator on all the computers you will be managing with that management server. To run custom responses on the management server, the account must have appropriate permissions. For more details, please see the MOM 2005 security guide, which can be downloaded from the Microsoft website. Access to reports and to other management features is achieved through security groups. The install program on the management server creates three local security groups: the MOM Users Group, the MOM Authors Group, and the MOM Administrators Group. The MOM Users Group allows those members to view operational data. The MOM Authors Group allows you to do most tasks in a management pack. And the MOM Administrators Group allow you to perform administrative changes and install MOM agents. When you want to assign MOM roles to individuals, we recommend you create domain security groups and add them to these local groups. Another consideration is that when a management server is upgraded, its agents also need to be upgraded. The agents are flagged as pending upgrade in the user interface. Agents with a pending upgrade action are shown in the pending actions view in the administrator console. Right-click on the computer icon and select Upgrade Agent Now. This will start the Install Agent wizard and push the agent to the managed computer. When you have completed the wizard, the status dialog box launches and you can monitor the upgrade. You must run the Agent Upgrade wizard to upgrade the MOM 2000 agents. When you run the Agent Install wizard, you are prompted to enter two sets of credentials. The first set of credentials is to perform the install. If the action account on your management server has administrative privileges on the remote server, you can use that account. If it isn't, you will need to provide an additional account. The second account is the Agent Action account. Unless you have specific reason not to, you should use local system. If the management server action account is an administrator on the computers you are upgrading agents on, then use it. Otherwise, use a different account which is an administrator. The account credentials will be encrypted and used temporarily and then discarded. Use local system unless you have a specific reason not to. Local system is acceptable in most situations. Almost all management packs will work with the local system account. The local system account is low maintenance. You never have to update the password. But it is not the most secure solution. In some highly secure environments, local system is unacceptable. What you need to do in these environments is to grant the necessary privileges required by the management packs that will run on that server. Study the management pack documentation for the detailed security requirements for each management pack. You can use the command line tool setActionAccount.exe or the Update Agent Settings task to update expired passwords. You may have manually installed agents. If you have manually installed agents, perhaps because you can't deploy the agent through a firewall, you will need to manually upgrade them. The MOM Agent MSI installation program is fully scriptable. You can even use SMS 2003 to deploy agents or consoles. Let's move on to MOM 2005 reporting. The MOM reporting upgrade is really just installing the new SQL Server reporting services and MOM reporting. If MOM 2000 SP1 reporting is installed somewhere as a standalone service, it should be manually uninstalled. Installing MOM 2005 reporting on a server with MOM 2000 SP1 reporting will not uninstall the MOM 2000 SP reporting. MOM 2005 reporting consists of the following components: the MOM operational database, the MOM data warehouse, the SQL reporting services database, and the SQL Server reporting services website. You can install the MOM reporting components on the same computer or split the components into other computers. Let's install the MOM reporting components. In this demonstration, we will install the MOM System Center reporting feature. So next we're going to install the System Center reporting. I'll start the setup program again on LearnMOM02 and select the appropriate link. Once again, I'll move through the welcome screen and we'll accept the license agreement. We'll move on through the product registration screen and I'll accept the default installation path. On the SQL Server Reporting Services Center screen, I need to enter the name of the SQL Server, which is LearnMOM02. You can see that this computer meets the prerequisite check. And here I am prompted for the name of the MOM database server, which is learn-dc-01. I'll type this and then move on. Now I need to set the size of the database to 300 megabytes so that the install will complete faster. The next steps pertain to the user account information. You should create these accounts in Active Directory. And I need to provide the user credentials for the data transfer task account. Next, the installation wizard prompts me for the reporting user account. So I'll enter the MOM DAS user. From the operational data report settings screen, I'll select yes, and we're now ready to complete the installation. This normally can take up to 15 minutes to complete. That completes the demonstration. We will also need to upgrade the management packs. To upgrade the MOM management packs, you can use the Management Pack Import Export Wizard to import management packs. Management packs consist of two files, .akm files and .xml files. The .akm files contain rules, tasks, computer groups, computer attributes, scripts, providers, views, and notification groups. The .xml reporting files contain report definitions for SQL reporting services. .akm files and reports can be imported simultaneously or independently. Let's install the MOM 2005 management packs. In this demonstration, we will install the management packs and reports, and then we will monitor a computer. As you can see, I'm looking at the administrator console and at the console root. The first step is to start the Import Management Packs wizard. So we select the link for that from the top node of the tree in the administrator console. The wizard starts with a welcome screen. We'll move on to select the Import Management Packs and/or Reports option. The management packs are available on the MOM 2005 CD and are also available from the Microsoft Download Center. I have a local source for the management packs, so I'll browse to /mom2351-select/management-packs. To save time during the demonstration, I'll clear the backup existing option. Now I'll select the management packs and then the reports. In a production environment, you should secure the site using Secure Sockets Layer. So the wizard provides a warning. As you can see, the management packs are now being imported.
This is complete, so I'll close the wizard. And now the selected management packs and reports are ready for us to use. Okay, next I'm going to use the operator console to monitor a managed computer. To do this, I use the administrator console, but before I start monitoring, I'd like to draw your attention to the information center container near the top of the tree. The information center is a one-stop information source for accessing resources related to MOM. These include online documentation, community sites, support and downloads. You'll also notice the rule groups that were created when you imported the management packs. I'll now start the operator console from the operations node. I'll click the link to start the operator console. Notice that the default is to view the alerts. So this is where we start out. The alert view shows the alerts generated by MOM. We'll probably already have several alerts generated by the management packs we imported. If I select the state view, this shows the high-level health of the various roles on the computers you are managing. The tasks view in the right pane allows us to start various diagnostic and corrective actions. Let's use the ping task with learn-dc-01. And we get 4 replies. I'll close that. And now let's look at a report. I'll select Go and open the reporting console. I'll choose the Agent Health Summary view. And if we look at the properties, you can see that I can modify the security settings, the default parameter values, data sources, and other settings here. If we look at the history, you can see a record of when the report was generated and view the historical snapshot reports. Finally, if we look at subscriptions, you can see that I can subscribe to a range of reports. And that concludes the demonstration. Let's look at MOM security settings. The next few slides cover some of the specific settings that improve the security of MOM 2005. Firstly, the mutual authentication setting. On the Global Security tab, you can enable mutual authentication. This provides a higher level of security by preventing man-in-the-middle attacks. You can enable this setting only if all the management servers and agents are in the same domain, or the domains that have two-way trust relationships between them. You should not use this setting if you are using Windows NT 4 domains, workgroups, or the domains do not have a two-way trust relationship. You can use the Update Agent Settings task to update this setting on the agents. Next, let's look at the Reject Manually Installed Agent setting. In the Manage Servers Properties dialog box on the Agent Installs tab, you can enable the Reject Manually Installed Agent setting. This setting will prevent rogue agents from being installed in your MOM management group. Turn this setting on if you do not plan to use any manual agent installs. For even better security, leave this setting on unless you are currently performing manual agent installs. Lastly, let's look at the Reject Legacy Agent setting.
Also on the Global Setting Security tab is the Reject Legacy Agent setting. This setting will reject all non-MOM 2005 agents. Turn on this setting once you have upgraded all of your agents. This setting must be turned on if you have mutual authentication enabled, because MOM 2000 agents are not capable of mutual authentication. All of these features strengthen the MOM 2005 security architecture. As part of your upgrade or installation, you must include a plan that provides a method of rolling back the upgrade. In the same way that much of the upgrade is actually an uninstall and reinstall, a rollback involves the removal of MOM 2005 and the reinstallation of MOM 2000. To roll back, except the database, uninstall MOM 2005, reinstall MOM 2000 Service Pack 1. For the database rollback, back up the database before the upgrade. Uninstall MOM 2005, then drop the database. Install MOM 2000 SP1. Restore the MOM 2000 SP1 and then restore the MOM 2000 SP1 database backup. Next, we have some comments from customers. One question that is often asked is domain admin needed for MOM servers? No, MOM servers do not need domain administrative rights. Credentials for the agent push install can be provided at install time. Another question is, can MOM monitor desktops? No. At the moment, there is limited management pack support. Windows XP is supported as a platform, but we currently ship one management pack targeted to desktops. Another question customers ask, is MOM secure without mutual authentication? Yes, MOM is secure without mutual authentication. Mutual authentication just makes MOM more secure. The communication between the MOM agent and the MOM management server is always encrypted and compressed. Finally, many customers ask, how do you monitor machines in the DMZ? To achieve this, you need to carefully configure your firewall and create firewall rules that only allow specific traffic from the MOM agents to the MOM management server. Then you can securely monitor your agents in the DMZ. So, to summarize, during this presentation we have covered the following topics. We began by reviewing the various components in a MOM 2005 deployment, including the MOM database, the MOM management server and the MOM consoles. Then we moved on to examine some MOM 2005 deployment scenarios. Next, we discussed some MOM planning considerations. This section included a review of the MOM 2005 support limits, the location of the MOM services, including remote management, and finally the location of MOM 2005 reporting services. Then we discussed the agent upgrade process from MOM 2000 SP1. And finally, we examined some of the additional settings that help make your MOM deployment secure. This also included some common questions from customers. I hope you have found the information we have included in this session useful, and you'll be able to use it in developing your MOM 2005 management solution. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, please visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, you can visit www.microsoft.com/technet/MGT-21 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that are related directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. The professional MOM 2005, SMS 2003, and Microsoft Update Book by Russ Kaufman, Randy Holloway, and Talmo Sampiro is soon to be released. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses, if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning, formerly Microsoft Training and Certification and Microsoft Press, develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, which includes e-learning, Microsoft Press books, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals and teaches you how to support and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The courses that best support this training session are Managing Your Infrastructure Using Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 and Implementing Microsoft Operations Manager 2000, which are available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft Official Curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft Learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now, there are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft Certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals, and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the Basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can choose to go and become a fully certified Systems Administrator, MSCA, or Systems Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Holly Dyers, Senior Marketing Manager for TechNet.
Many of you may be familiar with TechNet events and the TechNet website, but have you ever realized the benefits of being a TechNet Plus subscriber? A TechNet Plus subscription is the most convenient and reliable resource for IT professionals evaluating, managing, and supporting Microsoft technologies. With a TechNet Plus subscription, you can evaluate Microsoft software without time limits. This benefit allows you to try products at your own pace and make informed decisions without worrying about the software expiring. TechNet Plus evaluation software includes the latest Microsoft operating systems, server applications, and Office products. With TechNet Plus, you can also save time resolving technical issues. TechNet Plus subscriptions include a range of support options, including the complete Microsoft knowledge base delivered each month on portable media, and two complimentary professional support incidents to address your technical roadblocks. TechNet Plus offers centralized access to current, authoritative technical guidance, software, and support resources from Microsoft. IT professionals around the world rely on TechNet Plus every day to help them build their technical expertise and be successful in implementing Microsoft solutions. For details, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/subscriptions. On the subject of TechNet resources, the new TechNet support page outlines all the support resources available for you. The enhanced TechNet troubleshooting and support page outlines all the ways IT professionals can get support assistance from Microsoft. From free online support options to subscription-based support, you'll find all your Microsoft support resources in one location at www.microsoft.com/TechNet/support. TechNet also provides a number of community resources. There are a number of free resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The TechNet newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post their technical questions, and because they are subscribers, are guaranteed a response to any technical questions by next business day from community experts or Microsoft support professionals. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can ever cover on this slide. Plus, the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details where you can attend a TechNet event live. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk with Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. Thank you very much for listening to this session.